Commissioners to order. We have with us today, we have Representative Olmstead, Representative Newman, Representative Dahlstrom, and Representative Cisna, Co-Chair Faircloth, and myself, Co-Chair Gabrielle Ledoux. It is 8:03. Looks like with the only thing that we are going to be doing today is giving you an agenda for the next week and a half or so. So this is the way it's going to go, and this is with respect to House Bills 4002 and 4003. We are going to begin on Tuesday, July 15th at 8 o'clock here in this room. We're going to be having a presentation by the Department of Revenue. Presenting will be Randy Ruero, Special Assistant, Office of the Governor, and Jerry Burnett, Special Assistant, Department of Revenue. The next thing that will occur with respect to these bills is that we will be having a meeting in Anchorage on Thursday. That's July 17th. It's scheduled at 4 o'clock at the Anchorage LIO. And the purpose of this meeting will be public testimony and perhaps further presentation by the administration. Next thing on the agenda will be Tuesday, July 23rd. And we're going to be meeting here at 2 o'clock. We'll be having presentation by the administration, committee discussion, and so forth. And then finally, we will be having on Wednesday, July 23rd, public testimony. So that pretty much sums up what our schedule is for the next week and a half. Any comments or anything from the committee?
Madam Chair?
Go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair. On the calendar that I've got, on Tuesday, July 22nd, says 8 a.m. Those are to be 2 p.m.?
Yes.
And on Wednesday, the 23rd, is it 10 a.m.?
10 a.m., correct.
Thank you.
Representative Faircloth.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Four committee members, Representative Ledoux and I sat down and tried to roll out with a recognition that we are still wanting all as committee members to engage in the AGIA process and be present for all those discussions. So just FYI that is the purpose for why we laid out the schedule. We also discussed wanting to get the bill into your hands as quickly as possible so that you had a chance to review. And with that said, Madam Co-Chair, if I might, I wanted to give the administration a heads up on a constitutional issue that I think we're facing with one of the bills, the rebate program HB 4002. I have spoken with other colleagues that do concur, and that's the $1,200 rebate. And one of the issues is the length of time that is being addressed outside of the permanent fund application dates. And so the Department of Law we'll need to be prepared to answer those questions to see how we might defend the Constitution and those requirements, as other courts, as far as rebate programs go, typically have a lower threshold for dates that are allowable. My second issue that we need to address together as Alaskans is the permanent fund and its corpus as a whole. And I have only had a brief time to review this. We have been running in AGIA meetings, and I have been participating in those for 12 hours, as each committee member has each day. And so it was a very cursory reading. But we have had legal opinions from counsel on the permanent fund at a federal level for multiple years. And they get increasingly looser in the language in how to defend the public interest of the corpus of the permanent fund. And I want to make sure that our Attorney General has taken into account and that we are appropriately armed to defend a rebate of resource that we are handing out to share that resource with Alaskans, and that we don't jeopardize the corpus of the fund by saying, well, if you have all this resource and you're willing to share it one year, what's happening to the validity of the public benefit of it are we weakening our argument? That's what I'm, I just want them to make sure that that's there. So there may be a different way that we can distribute funds for people that are in need, for all Alaskans that are facing energy challenges and changes, but we have new language now before us from what was originally rolled out versus energy relief now into a rebate of resources. And so from my quick look at it, I'm sure attorneys can put me in line rather quickly, but I really think we needed to look at that. And so those were my two concerns, Madam Chair. I spoke with you earlier and have spoken with some of our representatives that are our attorneys, and they concurred on the time frame, specifically on the rebate portion, that we could face some kind of a challenge. So those were my two issues that I wanted to give the administration a heads up on to look at, just to make sure that as we move forward to address those energy needs, that we don't shoot ourselves in the foot. So thank you, Madam Chair.
Any other comments? Representative Newman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I had a discussion with a senior citizen in my area, and they were concerned about how this will affect benefits to senior programs, welfare recipients. With the permanent fund dividend, I don't know what we are going to expect this year. We've heard it's going to be somewhat larger, but it will increase the household incomes. Along with this other $1,200, how is the state, have they looked at that? How will they affect that? I think they're going to look at that. I looked at a little bit of the information, I think. But I just want to make sure that we're covering that, and that the people know that that will be covered, so that they know how to deal with this, because this is quite a bit of extra money and coming into their incomes, especially if you have a large family, and how that could affect them. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Exactly, and I would expect that the administration would have considered that, and will have some comments and some feedback when they do their presentation. Anything else? All right, it is 8:09, and we're adjourned.